Greetings, salutations, bienvenue. This is Nuke Chas, and this is Nutty Bites. And why am I introducing it this way? Because this is the first episode of the Dog Days of Podcasting for 2019. So if you want to know more about that, go to dogdaysofpodcasting.com. This is where a bunch of podcasters get together and we do a daily podcast. So we're putting out a podcast every single day. The goal is to make them pretty short. And every year, or for the last couple of years, what, I think this will be my fifth year, sixth year, one of them. I've been part of this. I've been putting out episodes, and in the last few years, I've been doing something called Dinner and a Movie, where I talk a little bit about a movie, and then I pair it with a food, which, you know, this people seem to like. I may be also commenting about things that are going on in my life, and I may comment about things going on in the feed. So I highly recommend that you listen to all these podcasts if possible, and if something doesn't suit your fancy, you can always skip over it. But yeah, you will also probably be listening to my regular episodes that will still be coming out in the month of August. I am a Patreon-backed podcast, so what part of that bargain is that I now give two full-length episodes a month, thanks to my patrons. It used to be once a month. So that's me, that's what's going on, and welcome. So today I want to start, I'm going to be talking about a Netflix series called Trinkets, and it's about a young lady and a couple other people that are going to a support group for shoplifting, kleptomania, whatever you want to call it. And I really dug this movie, series, like whatever. I really dug it. It was interesting. There are definitely certain things that if you want to watch it with like a younger audience, you might want to have some conversations, because there's a lot of things that maybe I don't agree with so much. Like, for instance, how things ended. Just because these characters are captivating does not mean they're making the correct life choices. But I was still captivated and I really enjoyed it. Throughout the entire series, I'm watching it and like, I know this actress, I know this actor, I know this actor. And then it's not till I get partway through that I realize, oh, it's Negasonic Teenage Warhead. Wow. Which I did not get at all, because she wasn't all goffed up. So if you enjoyed Negasonic Teenage Warhead from Deadpool, you can watch her in her own series. And it's pretty great. I will warn you, there are sad things in her conflict. She is dealing with her mom's death, and, you know, obviously generally shoplifting or kleptomania is a symptom of larger issues. So of course they do deal with this with each of the different characters. So do expect that. But I don't know, I just enjoyed it. It was different. And I really hope that there's going to be a season two. So what do we pair this with? We pair this with Pick and Mix, or a bag of goodies from Bulk Barn, or whatever. And in the States, I don't know, a bunch of random kid. We don't really, in the States, there's not really the same kind of thing as the bulk stores that we have up here in Canada, or they do in other countries, where you go in and you pick out different things and you weigh it. I mean, like, there's little bits like that, like there's the candy shops and things like that, but up here it's much more of a thing. And I remember when I brought my mom to one because I needed peanut butter, and my favorite peanut butter is, I go to the Bulk Barn and it's just a big thing of peanuts, and you turn the grinder on and it grinds you your fresh peanut butter right then and there, which to me is the best peanut butter. It's just peanuts. There's no processing. There's no nothing. And I can put it in my own jar, and I absolutely love it. So I brought my mom with me, and she wanted coffee, and I said, oh, we'll just get coffee at the Bulk Barn. And when she saw that there was a aisle of different kinds of coffee and tea, she just kind of went nuts. And so she tells everybody about the Bulk Barn. And I didn't really realize that that's not a normal thing until I saw it through her eyes. Like, I have been living in Canada for 11 years, Yeah, I've been living in Canada. I think it's just, 11 years, like within the last week or two. I don't remember my landing day. But so I kind of take Bulk Barn for granted now at this point, and I didn't realize how amazing it was, I guess. But watching her go through Bulk Barn was just, it was so cool. So, you know, go to Bulk Barn, grab your favorite. Tech's favorite is he loves when I bring him home a bag of gummies, things like that. Me, I love getting unsalted nuts, not just for my namesake, but, you know, I hate buying nuts that have been salted because it just tastes like sodium. It doesn't even taste like salt, you know? And yes, you can turn everything I'm saying into a euphemism. I realize this. But if I'm going to be eating nuts like pistachios or almonds, I want to taste the actual pistachio or almond, not sodium and preservatives. So I absolutely love it for that. But I also love it for like baking stuff and I don't know, tea. I love getting my tea at Bulk Barn. My favorite is they have a maple gray. So it's almost like an Earl Grey, but less bitter, and it's maple flavored. And yes, Canada. So that's that. Pick and mix and trinkets. But please pay for your pick and mix. And I will talk to you tomorrow. This will be interesting. I know I've got a couple work trips scheduled for this month, and my boss jock backup, you know, way of recording while traveling is not an option anymore. While the company did create a new app called Backpack, it does not run on my very old phone or my iPad. I'm going to see if Boss Jock, the old version, is still working on my iPad. We'll see. I don't know. Or maybe I'll have to plan ahead for those days. But we will see how this all works out. And I know that at the end of the month, like just as we're wrapping up, I am also traveling. My niece is getting married. It's the first of the next generation. I'm super excited. So I'm going to plan to go down for an extended trip. So anyway, we'll see how many of these 30 days I can actually pull off.
Nutty Bites is produced by Nimlas Studios under a Creative Commons Attribution No Commercial Non-Derivatives 3.0 International License. That means you can't change it without my permission. You can share it and send it to your friends. Just link back to me, my site, and everything. We live at nimlas.org, which has links to everything social media, including facebook.com/group/nuttybites and patreon.com/nukejoss, or call 347-NUTTY42.